您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, Xiaohua, Mark, and He Yang here in the studio. Going through a blind date can be tough when two people have no idea of what each other are like. The situation can be more complicated if the two come from different cultures. Now, WeChat public account Shameless has published an article teaching expats in China on how to win a Chinese blind date, which doesn't seem to paint the Chinese in a very good light. But is there some truth in it? 外国人参加中国式的相亲有什么讲究？准备好被考问工资，听对方谈婚论嫁而不被吓跑，还要抢着付账，做到这些就可以了。 So yeah, there are some very specific advice, but you know, to me, they don't seem to be very complimenting about what Chinese people prefer in a blind date or 相亲。
Well, here, I think maybe there's something lost in translation and is fundamental to why,you know, these two parties don't agree with each other. Because in Chinese, 相亲 means that, yes, it's a blind date. You don't know each other. You're being arranged maybe by a friend, a mutual acquaintance. But you have the common goal that you're looking for marriage. That's why you two strangers are sitting at that table. But in English, when we talk about...blind dates, I don't think marriage is necessarily in either party's heads, and they just want to be introduced and meet another date.
Well, and then they could become friends. Maybe something might develop romantically,maybe it doesn't. It's just a blind date, you know, to go out and have an enjoyable evening or afternoon.
Yeah, so please don't accuse Chinese people for being so outrageous.For asking these questions when we haven't got that part cleared up.
I'm very pleased you made that clear because that does sort of explain a huge amount. The simple phrase blind date, it has very different meanings. And that when Chinese people go on a blind date, they know what is expected of them. And so how would it go? There is a certain etiquette and sort of...rhythm to the blind date, isn't there?
That's right. And so let's go through the list of advice. So first of all, be prepared for tough questions. And supposedly, as Shameless puts it, some of these tough questions that are being asked in a Chinese-style blind date are, do you think I'm a little fat? Who's prettier?
Who's saying these things? Is this the girl saying it?
Usually it's the girl, right?
Okay.
A guy wouldn't ask such a question. Who is prettier, your ex-girlfriend or me? And these two very classic questions.If your mom and I were to fall into a lake at the same time, who would you save first? And if only one can survive a difficult childbirth process, would you pick me or our baby?
What a tien.
Yeah, these questions will probably freak someone like Mark off
immediately. I know what the answer is to all of them. Zai jian.
Good one! But on the other hand, I feel bad for that girl who went on this blind date with Mark. You know, her confidence might be shattered if you just say zai jian.
These questions, if your mum and I fell in the lake, who'd...This is childish.
No, I think these are not blind date questions. These are after you two have...
established relationship.
Yes, established relationship. And then it's time to torture the guy with such questions.
But it's...Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think it does Chinese women justice, these questions.
I hope not. I hope Chinese women are a little bit more...
we know a little better, okay?
A little bit more intelligent and mature than to ask these ridiculous questions.
It's certainly atypical. I think, you know...
No, I think these questions are typical, but it's just not typical for the first date. At some point, the Chinese girl or the Chinese guy will be asking some of these questions.
Let's go through these questions and answer them honestly.
Really? Do I look fat?
We've
done this.
Oh, you've waited for too long!
No, she's playing a role of someone else.
Yeah.
This is role playing, right?
Okay, let's do it.
So, I mean, pretend you're someone else.
Do you think I'm a little fat?
Well, you are a bit, yeah.
Oh, Mark! How bad are you?
Ask me another one.
Who is prettier, your ex-girlfriend or me?
Well, she was, but she's not here anymore, is she? So now, you know, ask me another question.
Mark is playing the you know,
if
the
your
crazy
mum, clearly, you know, it's the next question about the lake.
Yeah.
Really what they're saying, would you save your mother who nurtured you, brought you into this world, brought you up, who you know well, or would you save a complete stranger who you've only known for 2 minutes, aww, who's asking you a stupid question?
That's why I think it's
your
not
mum,
a first date
that's who
question.
You save.
No.
Well, what if the girl has been with you for 2 months or 2 years?
Anyone that
asks. You'll finally get that question at some point, I think. But advice to everyone, just don't open the X file. Nothing good will come out of it.
No.
Are you serious that someone would ask that question? If your mum and I fell into a lake, who would you save first?
It's a typical question.
Typical.
Not a typical blind date question, though. A typical question that some girls would try to ponder the answer out of their boyfriends.
Well, what is the right answer then?
The right answer is, I don't know how to swim, so I'll be drowned first.
Fantastic, yeah.
Or I've heard some really funny ones that the guy says that I'll die with whoever that doesn't know how to swim or something because he doesn't know how to swim or something like that. But anyway.
See, I didn't know how to play the game.
You know what?
Yeah, it's a game, isn't
yeah.
it? I didn't know
And
how
there's
to play.
Another very good answer, that is, I will save my mother first, and I'll come back, and then we'll die together to prove our eternal love.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
That.
Or I think the guy should just, you know, be dong the girl. So just,
what?
You know, push her to the wall and give her a gigantic kiss and just forget about it.
Okay, let me go to Vivian, who says, I think these questions apply for Chinese to Chinese blind date. And if you don't ask a Chinese guy these questions, then maybe he just isn't used to it or something. So, okay, Vivian is on board with this whole Chinese-style dating thing. Well, Draco says, if I have a very bad blind date, I will only have one question to the girl. Do you mind if I pay this meal with my coupon? And then that's enough
Draco.
To scare her off.
I've got a big thumbs up to Draco, because one of the things on this list, one of the other things was that fighting over the bill, you know, and nobody, it says in the survey that we're using as the basis for this, fight to pay for the bill. If it's a blind date, no one wants to be seen as stingy by somebody on a blind date, apart from Draco and me.
No, but that, in case of a bad date, Draco will do that. But in case of a good date, I'm sure he will fight to pay the bill.
I think the thing is, no, of course you would want to offer to pay the bill on a blind date, but you just have to manage where you go to have the meal. You know, this is how you control the payment situation. I'm sure Draco would agree. Sort all that out by the choice of restaurant, you know, and then you're happy to offer to pay.
So I okay. see this look from Mark's face that he's probably thinking about, you know, sorting this out in 8 Quai. And we know where that place should be.
The Malatang shop.
My
oh,
local
you gave
Malatang
it away.
Shop. My local Malatang shop.
Yes.
Well, I went there last night, actually. I was in there again.
I hope you went by yourself.
I was actually with one of our colleagues we were having a working dinner.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But, you know, I think we keep that place in business, actually.
I think so, too. You're like a resident there.
What about the Dabao? Is it permissible to ask for a Dabao at the end of the meal on
okay.
a blind date?
I thought you want a big baozi or something. but does that
just make you look cheap if you ask for the to take away the
leftovers? No, I don't think so. I think the healthy attitude is take your leftover home if you want to eat it. And girls would not object to that. Any sensible girl wouldn't.
I think I do agree. But there's a trick that I think it's better to over-order a little bit than under-order. And takeaway is always a good thing. It shows that you're aware of the environment and you want to not waste food. That's always a good thing. But I just want to say one thing about fighting to pay for the bill, because it sounds like it just comes completely from the guy's point of view. As a woman living in this society, it is not easy. Why is it? Because you need to think what your action would trigger what kind of thought on the guy's part. Mm. I think if the girl is overly eager to take the bill on the first date, it doesn't work in our favor. And how could that be? You know, we want to take the bill too sometimes. And And then you need to think how sensitive the guy could be towards your actions. So I don't really agree with the fight over the bill for the first date thing. I think the healthy attitude is the girl sort of suggests that, oh, you know, should I contribute or, you know, make that gesture. And then, you know, give the guy the kind of choice.
Yeah, I just imagined your face if you offered to pay and the guy said, oh, all right then, thanks.
That's very likely to happen if you and Mark go out on a date.
No, that isn't going to happen. I'll tell you why. Because you know, you talk about me being a bit stingy, but you did promise me a movie ticket and it never appeared.
And well, just to remember it.
Yes, I'll always remember that.
It was because, you know, the movie was not being shown anymore.
It was Monkey King, wasn't it? I can't remember.
Why do you remember such great detail of things?
Okay, let's turn back to the dating advice. What about money? You know, I'm not sure whether on the first date the two sides should be a little bit honest about their financial situation to each other. But according to Shameless, bring a financial statement and you're fine.
What a turn! I mean, now you explained it, Hyeyoung. Now I'll always be grateful that you did. The difference between the meaning of blind date. Now I can sort of understand it much better than I could half an hour ago. So it is actually that the two people. They know that the parents are perhaps involved in this and that it is actually a potential meeting to see if they're suitable for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this way, I've sort of changed my view on blind dates, you know, simply because of what you said. It kind of makes sense if you're sort of thinking of marriage to sort out the financial arrangements and see if this is a suitable person that you think has a good enough job. I'm so Chinese now, aren't I? I've been in China too long.
And you're still young. Yes, I think here we see that there's this trait in the Chinese character. That is, we want efficiency. We want to know the bottom of the deal from the first 10 minutes. And that is, what is your salary package? How much is your year-end bonus? Do you own any real estate, preferably within the third ring road?
What?
Oh, no. These are examples that are given here. So I think, yes, on the one hand, it's very efficient, but if it's anybody who's looking for love and marriage, this doesn't sound to be a perfect track to go for that.
Mm.
But on the other hand, I mean, you know, if you are going to get... This is a terrible thing to say, actually. I'm ashamed of myself for saying it.
Please,
I should be called Shameless, not our listener. If you are going to marry someone for love, they might as well be rich as well. I can't believe I said it.
Oh, Mark.
I can't believe I've sold out all my values that I've had for the last
You have interpreted what other girls have in mind deep down.
But, you know, I mean, you just have a better life, won't you? And you'll still love the person.
Well, that's the ideal situation. But if I
See?
Have
the
to...
ideal situation.
Yeah, but, I mean, dreams don't always come true, right? And I would not admit to that being my only dream. So, you know, not Shameless here, Hyeyoung. And I think it's really important to hopefully you get off on the right foot. And this, I think, is a little bit too much for me.
Okay. I think from discussion of this topic, our listeners have known a little bit too much about all of us, especially you two.